This morning on WCHL, confidence has one candidate for Orange County Sheriff battling down the homestretch.
The intensity is unbelievable.
The early voting numbers were down again to start out this week during the most dangerous travel holiday of the year. Chapel Hill police were out in full force.
The first week we had 94 charges, and then for the second week we had 174 charges.
And today marks the one-year anniversary of the sneaky addition of a very controversial bill introduced in the middle of the night. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, former Tar Heel basketball star Tyler Zeller is headed to the Boston Celtics. Plus, UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says the defense will be something to watch out for this season. And
who is the UNC benefactor paying Rashad McMars $10 million?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 WCHL, 77 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It will warm up today, but not a lot. High today in the middle 80s. However, we have a 60% chance of rain. Even this morning, we could get some storm activity. Late in the day, numerous showers and thunderstorms and some locally heavily rainfall is possible. That goes for tonight as well. Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell says he's feeling good about what he calls a history-making election in the upcoming second primary for the office, despite the typical low voter turnout for runoff races. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The intensity is unbelievable. The amount of people that are involved and more informed has really blown me away.
That's Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell comparing the first six-way Democratic primary for Orange County Sheriff back in May and the runoff election between himself and Charles Blackwood that comes up on July 15th. Nearly 6,000 voters cast ballots in the early voting period leading up to that May primary, which could have determined the next person to take the job since there are no Republicans running. But no clear winner emerged. Blackwood received the most votes at 30%, but 40% was needed to avoid a runoff, and Caldwell was only a little more than 60 votes behind him. Blackwood recently expressed concerns to WCHL that low voter turnout in the runoff could spell trouble for his campaign. Caldwell, however, told WCHL that he was optimistic after 2 days of early voting had been completed, and 481 votes had been cast at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsboro. He said that's actually more than he expected, which is one of the reasons Caldwell said he felt so hopeful.
I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think it's going to be as low as they think. It's going to be a history-making election.
For another thing, he said, it will mark the first time residents have voted in a new sheriff in 31 years. If elected, Caldwell would be the first African-American Orange County sheriff in a history of the office that dates back to 1752.
Another history-making event that makes this election so important. I think one of the reasons why so many people are excited about it. It's just going to be history-making all around.
Retiring Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has endorsed Blackwood, who began his career in the Sheriff's Department in 1980 under Sheriff Buck Knight. Caldwell is a lifelong Orange County resident, who's worked for the Carborough Police Department in addition to 22 years with the Sheriff's Department. Between those two jobs, he served in the Army, in Germany, and Grenada. He told WCHL that his love for Orange County is what kept him coming back, and it's what drives him in this race.
Many people in my neighborhood that I grew up with and went to school with, they left Orange County and didn't come back because they felt there was no opportunity, there was nothing here for them, and things of that nature. I'd like to see Orange County being a place where the families did come back and did stay.
Caldwell has picked up endorsements from former primary opponent Andy Cagle. You can find a link to all of Caldwell's endorsements in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's also a story on our website on Charles Blackwood that aired yesterday here on WCHL. Once again, our website is chapelboro.com. Early voting numbers continued their downward trend on day three, with 141 people casting their ballots for Orange County Sheriff. We'll have the numbers for day four, which was yesterday, after 9 a.m. today. Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell are in the runoff for the position. The two were separated by just more than 60 votes back on May 6th. Only the Board of Elections had headquarters takes votes in the early voting process. Because of the historically low turnout for runoffs, all 44 precincts will be open on Tuesday, Election Day. Polls are open again today and tomorrow from 9 to 5, and on Saturday from 9 to 1. Again, that is at the Orange County Board of Elections office at 208 South Cameron Street in Hillsborough, next to Orange County Financial Services. Again, 9 to 5 today and tomorrow. You can vote Saturday from 9 to 1. Election Day itself, Tuesday, all the polls will open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. That's at all 44 precincts in Orange County. Governor Pat McCrory has criticized the North Carolina Senate for failing to bridge a budget impasse on education and walking out on education leaders during negotiations. The governor made those comments on Wednesday during a meeting of his education cabinet. Senate Republicans walked out of a budget meeting after the House asked educators to speak. McCrory said that the Senate should be listening to educators, not walking out on them. He said he's disappointed in the Senate and isn't concerned about agitating them, adding that he needs to stand up for North Carolinians. The Senate's budget includes an 11% teacher raise, but makes cuts in funding for teacher assistance and also to the Medicaid program to pay for it. McCrory called the raise unrealistic and unsustainable long term. Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of the legislature's greatly unfavorable bill, SB 353, also known as the Motorcycle Vagina Bill. This bill, a year ago, got a lot of attention all over North Carolina, but all over the country, really. The Motorcycle Vagina Bill was originally presented to the Senate as a bill that would increase methods of motorcycle safety. However, in reality, the majority of SB 353 was actually dedicated to accessibility of abortion, which made it difficult for women to access sanitary and reliable clinics. Additionally, it prohibited insurance plans, even those under the Affordable Care Act, to pay for abortions, as well as required the presence of a doctor at all times when a patient is given drugs for inducing abortions. Abortion rights advocates in North Carolina say they're in the dark about the new rules required by the year-old law that they fear could effectively shut down many of the state's clinics. The law will require abortion clinics to meet the same standards as outpatient surgical centers. The state has 15 abortion clinics. The only facility that had met the current standards for surgical centers no longer provides abortions. Lawmakers and groups like Planned Parenthood are waiting for the State Department of Health and Human Services to draft these new rules, but say they've heard nothing yet on what they're going to look like. The agency wouldn't comment on what the rules would include, but said that it's still working on writing them. The legislature did not set a deadline for when the rules had to be finished. Despite the disapproval of a vast number of North Carolina citizens, the bill was introduced in the middle of the night, which sparked immense controversy over women's rights in the previous session. Speaker of the House and now Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Tom Tillis is one of the politicians who worked to make certain that the bill got passed. He continued to push the bill despite the 80% of voters in North Carolina who believed it was not appropriate to include restrictions on abortion within a bill about motorcycle safety. Some politicians spoke out, claiming they didn't even know that the changes had been made to include legislation about abortions, while others voted despite the abortion pieces in order, they say, to increase safety for motorcyclists. There was even a Moral Monday protest focused exclusively on women's rights and leadership, which followed the passing of the infamous bill. It ended up being one of the largest turnouts a protest event has seen and ended in hundreds of people being arrested. SB 353 proved to be a seriously controversial bill that had some calling into question the morality and acceptability of utilizing one particular proposal to pass legislation regarding something that is wholly unrelated. It got criticized also for the fact that it happened in the middle of the night. Opponents said it significantly jeopardized women's rights and created a highly unfavorable situation for all members of the North Carolina Senate. NCAA President Mark Emmert told a Senate committee on Wednesday he supports scholarships for life and other reforms in how athletes are treated. One senator told him, "I can't tell whether you're in charge or whether you're a minion." That's a quote. Emmert faced a skeptical Senate Commerce Committee and said he feels college sports works extremely well for the vast majority and that the overall current model of amateurism should be preserved, but he listed several changes he'd like to see enacted. All of this took place in Washington, D.C. In addition to the end of the standard year-to-year scholarships, Emmert said scholarships should also cover the full cost of attending college, not just basics such as room and board. He also called for better health, safety, and insurance protocols and said universities around the country have to confront what he called the national crisis of sexual assault. Emmert said such changes could come about if Division I schools decide to remake their decision-making structure in the coming weeks, giving more authority to the five biggest conferences. There's much more to this story. You can read the details on our website at chapelboro.com. Law enforcement officers all over North Carolina recently carried out a two-week Booze It and Lose It initiative called Operation Firecracker in an effort to keep roadways safe around the July 4th holiday. Operation Firecracker was carried out from June 17th through July 6th by proclamation of the North Carolina Department of Transportation and the Governor's Highway Safety Program. Speaking recently with WCHL, Chapel Hill Police Department Public Information Officer Lieutenant Josh Meesemore broke down some of the results here in Chapel Hill.
The first week we had 94 charges, 54 for speeding, 4 for DWI, and then for the second week we had 174 charges, 80 for speeding, 12 for seatbelt violations, and 2 for DWI.
Meesemore said those DWI numbers may actually be slightly higher. He explained that the data he was citing showed only the most serious offenses each individual had been charged with, and sometimes drunk driving did not make it to the top of that list. During Operation Firecracker, Chapel Hill Police conducted a couple of checkpoints around town, as well as saturation patrols in various sections of Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. The usual slowdowns right now still between on 15501 northbound and southbound between Evans Church Road and Garrett Road. Through the I-40 interchange, we're seeing slowdowns on NC-54 heading eastbound right now as well. That is between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. I-40 seeing some delays heading westbound right now, right around the NC-751 area and heading towards the NC-54 exit on I-40. Again, that's heading westbound. No accidents being reported. No additional delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Actually, sounds like a pretty good day traffic-wise.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Yeah. So thanks for covering all that.
Certainly.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
All right.
Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Later on in the day, when it's really hot, you need refreshing, stop by Cruisers and get one of those best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at just 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great with that great chewy ice, and only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It is 78 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 85. Cloudy all day, though. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms. That's even possible this morning before lunchtime. And then a chance of numerous showers in the afternoon and thunderstorms. Maybe some really heavy rain as well. Again, high in the middle 80s. A chance of rain 60% all the way through tonight. Our low tonight in the upper 60s. We could get some heavy rain tonight as well. Tomorrow, a better day. Mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers in the morning. And then a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high again in the middle 80s.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And news around town this morning. Head to the Arts Center in Carborough for the 13th annual 10x10 in the Triangle, an eclectic festival of 10 10-minute plays, all new on the Arts Center stage. The festival features 10 plays, 10 minutes each, directed by 10 different directors with a cast of 10 actors. It runs from July 11th through July 27th. That means it starts tomorrow from 8 until 10:30 p.m. each night. Visit artcenterlive.org for more information. A UNC Center for Solar Energy Research just received a $10.8 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. The Energy Frontier Research Center for Solar Fuels, established back in 2009, received the award as part of a $100 million annual federal initiative to research solar technology and make it a viable, cost-effective source of energy. The center is led by UNC chemistry professor Thomas J. Meyer. Its work focuses on storage, figuring out how to take the solar energy harnessed during the day and store it so it can be used at night and to do that efficiently, of course. You can get all our News Around Town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Just click on the News Around Town link. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. The Boston Celtics have added former UNC basketball star Tyler Zeller to the roster in a three-team trade finalized yesterday, including the Brooklyn Nets and Cleveland Cavaliers. Zeller was drafted number 17 in the first round of the 2012 NBA draft. He averaged 6.9 points and 4.9 rebounds a game in 147 games while in Cleveland. Celtics may have just found their new center to play a song to play alongside their talented power forwards on the roster. The Nets, who've now gotten Cleveland's Jarrett Jack, who used to play at Georgia Tech, and Sergei Karasev have also released point guard Marcus Thornton to join Zeller in Boston, completing the trade that may help the Cleveland Cavaliers bring Miami Heat champion turned free agent LeBron James back to his home state. Of course, Miami Heat trying very hard to keep him there. Here at home, North Carolina's Kennedy Meeks is still slimming down. A rising sophomore says he weighs about 270 pounds. That's down about 45 pounds since he arrived on campus last year. In an interview with reporters yesterday, Meeks said he feels more explosive and can play longer stretches without fatigue. The 6'9 Meeks weighed 317 pounds last summer, but slimmed down to about 285 for preseason practices. He averaged 7.6 points and 6.0 rebounds in 34 games. They often struggle to finish around the rim or over long-arm defenders inside. Meek says he's done better in the weight room and wants to weigh 265 for this next basketball season. Meeks and rising junior Bryce Johnson will have bigger roles to play, certainly up front for Carolina, after James Michael McAdoo decided to leave school early to pursue a pro career. Head coach Larry Fedora's high-potent, up-tempo Tar Heel football offense gets most of the high-profile attention. The Carolina coach has been pointing to the other side of the ball as the most improved so far. WCHL's Matt Oaks takes a closer look at UNC's defensive line.
Coach Fedora is starting to feel more and more comfortable with his big guys up front on the oft-maligned Tar Heel defense that reached its low point in 2013 inside Keenan Stadium when Carolina was completely embarrassed by an East Carolina team that ran UNC ragged in front of the home fans. From that point on, though, progress has slowly been made for defensive coordinator Vic Koenig boys. Earlier in the spring, the coaching staff was especially pleased with the added depth on the line. The probable choices for the defensive tackle positions are two hefty seniors, Ethan Farmer at 6 feet 3 inches and 295 pounds, and Sean Underwood at 6 feet 1 inch and 300 pounds should provide solid experience for the unit. Farmer took to the field in all 12 games in 2013, and Underwood saw action in 8 contests. But the pair of seniors will have younger athletes nipping at their heels. Junior Justin Thomason and redshirt freshman Greg Webb are both talented options, only further bolstering the depth up front. As far as defensive end, the Tar Heels boast a trio of players who could spend time making Saturday contributions. Although junior Jesse Rogers and sophomore junior Nankondi may have the edge at the position, don't be surprised if highly touted redshirt freshman Nazir Jones and DeJuan Drennan stir things up in opposing teams' backfields. However, the star of this defensive unit is no doubt senior bandit Narkeithus Otis. His place in the starting lineup is unquestioned. Earlier this week, Otis was tabbed as a contender for the Bednarik Award, which goes to the nation's top defensive performer. If Otis follows up his heroics in 2013 with even more improvement, 2014 could shape up to be something special in his Chapel Hill swan song. The competition should be fierce heading into fall practice, but that's good news for the Tar Heels. Despite the brutal losses of Kareem Martin and Tim Jackson to the NFL, the Carolina defensive line appears, at least for the time being, to be in capable hands. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Have you heard about the pro baseball career of former Tar Heel Kyle Seager? Archansky talked about him at length yesterday and compared his career so far to Dustin Ackley, another former UNC star. Seattle third baseman and former Tar Heel All-American Kyle Seager, named to the 2014 American League All-Star team earlier this week. Seager has already smashed 13 home runs and 59 RBIs entering this week for the Mariners, and he's earned a nice reward for his efforts, his first career All-Star appearance. While he was in Chapel Hill, Seager sported a .353 batting average in three seasons and was the second team All-American All-America's second baseman as a sophomore in 2008. The North Carolina native smacked the school record 30 doubles that same season and ranks in the top 10 at Carolina in career batting average, hits, doubles, triples, and total bases. He led the Heels to three consecutive College World Series appearances, including a spot in the Championship Series in 2007. Seager will replace Toronto's Edwin Encarnacion, who was announced as the American League starter at third base before being placed on the disabled list on Monday. With this selection, Seager has become the eighth Tar Heel baseball player to earn a coveted spot in the All-Star game. Now, more on Rashad McCants. I'm Ron Setz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who is the UNC benefactor paying Rashad McMars $10 million? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You've got to give it to Rashad McMars. He is throwing $310 million against the wall and hopes some of it sticks. It takes guts, or someone who just dropped in from Mars, who will never be welcomed back into the state of North Carolina, to say things that are both crazy and contradictory. He's been quoted in his various media appearances saying that UNC and the NCAA are already cutting him checks for $10 million and $300 million respectively. In other stories, he says those payments are in the process. In still others, he says that's the plan. Well, my plan is to fly around the world without a plane. But saying so doesn't make it so, does it? What's up with this guy anyway? Roy Williams saved his butt so many times in school that McMars should be thanking old Roy for giving him the opportunity to be a first-round NBA draft choice with a few million guaranteed dollars. Those bucks are obviously gone, and McMars seems sore that Marvin Williams, Raymond Felton, and several other of his former teammates are still playing ball for pay. As a sophomore, he said playing college basketball is like being in jail. Too much going to class, too much going to practice, and not enough free time to be a regular student. But there was old number 32, front and center on the national championship podium in St. Louis, and there he was in New York with Williams and his family on NBA draft night. Now, almost 10 years later, he wants $10 million from Carolina because it didn't fulfill its part of the bargain. Take a good look in the mirror, Rashard. If you did sign up for those paper classes and let tutors write the papers, you certainly appear intelligent enough to know what you were doing. And the NCAA is cutting you a check for $300 million so you can help solve a nationwide problem? It took 5 years for EA Sports to settle with the former players for $40 million, and the NCAA is still fighting the O'Bannon case in court. But McMars is ready to get his checks. What do you possibly say about that? The school that gave him a chance, didn't boot his butt off the team, and hung his jersey in the rafters of the Smith Center has not heard a response from its request to talk to McMars. But nevertheless, the check's in the mail. Okay, this is Art Chansky. See ya.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village, and I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area, so we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off. A summer air conditioning checkup valued at $140, available today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialists will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and cooling checkup to ensure you won't be left out in the Carolina heat. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. And today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
77 degrees in Chapel Hill. Looking for a high today of about 85. This forecast brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Cloudy skies all day. Chance of showers, maybe even a storm this morning. Locally heavy rainfall possible in the afternoon. Big chance of thunder showers. High today about 85, as I said. 60% chance of rain all the way through tonight. Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons, where you can eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A terrible apartment building fire this morning in Lowell, Massachusetts. At the scene, WBZ's Carl Stevens.
The fire at this three-story apartment building broke out at about 4 o'clock this morning. The flames are long gone. This is now a recovery effort. We understand there are bodies in that building. The big question is, how many? How many people are unaccounted for?
Up to 7 people may be missing. State Fire Marshal Steve Cohen.
This is a very serious scene. We have not had a fire in recent time where the number of potential missing stands as we talk to you at this point. So, very, very strong investigation.
Some residents were jumping from the building as fire engines arrived. Carl Stevens.
I know of at least one instance where a child was dropped from a third-story window. I asked the neighbor, did anyone catch it? And she said, I hope so.
48 people lived in the complex, which had businesses on the ground floor. A number of residents were rescued from upper floors and were taken to local hospitals. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL. Temperatures holding steady, 77 degrees right now, 60% chance of rain today. Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell says he's feeling good about what he calls a history-making election in the upcoming second primary for the office, despite the typical low voter turnout for runoffs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The intensity is unbelievable. The amount of people that are involved and more informed has really blown me away.
That's Orange County Sheriff candidate David Caldwell comparing the first six-way Democratic primary for Orange County Sheriff back in May and the runoff election between himself and Charles Blackwood that comes up on July 15th. Nearly 6,000 voters cast ballots in the early voting period leading up to that May primary, which could have determined the next person to take the job since there are no Republicans running. But no clear winner emerged. Blackwood received the most votes at 30%, but 40% was needed to avoid a runoff, and Caldwell was only a little more than 60 votes behind him. Blackwood recently expressed concerns to WCHL that low voter turnout in the runoff could spell trouble for his campaign. Caldwell, however, told WCHL that he was optimistic after 2 days of early voting had been completed and 481 votes had been cast at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough. He said that's actually more than he expected, which is one of the reasons Caldwell said he felt so hopeful.
I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think it's going to be as low as they think. It's going to be a history-making election.
For another thing, he said, it will mark the first time residents have voted in a new sheriff in 31 years. If elected, Caldwell would be the first African-American Orange County sheriff in a history of the office that dates back to 1752.
Another history-making event that makes this election so important. I think one of the reasons why so many people are excited about it. It's just going to be history-making all around.
Retiring Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has endorsed Blackwood, who began his career in the Sheriff's Department in 1980 under Sheriff Buck Knight. Caldwell is a lifelong Orange County resident, who's worked for the Carrboro Police Department in addition to 22 years with the Sheriff's Department. Between those two jobs, he served in the Army, in Germany, and Grenada. He told WCHL that his love for Orange County is what kept him coming back, and it's what drives him in this race.
Many people in my neighborhood that I grew up with and went to school with, they left Orange County and didn't come back because they felt there was no opportunity, there was nothing here for them, and things of that nature. I'd like to see Orange County being a place where the families did come back and did stay.
Caldwell has picked up endorsements from former primary opponent Andy Cagle. You can find a link to all of Caldwell's endorsements in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's also a story on our website on Charles Blackwood that aired yesterday here on WCHL. Again, our website is chapelboro.com. Early voting numbers continued their downward trend the first part of the week, with 141 people casting their ballots for Orange County Sheriff on day three. Yesterday was day four. We will have the numbers for what happened yesterday as of about 9 a.m. today. Charles Blackwood, David Caldwell in the runoff of the position after Lindy Pendergrass has served as sheriff for 32 years, and he will be stepping down. The polls are open again today and tomorrow for early voting from 9 to 5. Also on Saturday from 9 to 1. That is the final day of the early voting period. The only place you can do it is at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough at 208 South Cameron Street, next to Orange County Financial Services. Election day itself is Tuesday, and all the polls all over Orange County will be open that day. 44 precincts open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Governor Pat McCrory has criticized the North Carolina Senate for failing to bridge a budget impasse on education and walking out on education leaders during negotiations. The governor made the comments yesterday during a meeting of his education cabinet. Senate Republicans walked out of a budget meeting after the House asked educators to speak. McCrory said that the Senate should be listening to educators and not walking out on them. He said he's disappointed in the Senate and is not concerned about agitating them, adding that he needs to stand up for North Carolina residents. The Senate's budget includes an 11% pay raise for teachers, but makes cuts in funding for teachers' assistants and Medicaid in order to pay for those raises. McCrory called the raise unrealistic and unsustainable long term. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the legislature's greatly unfavorable bill, the infamous SB 353, also known as the Motorcycle Vagina Bill. The Motorcycle Vagina Bill was originally presented to the Senate as a bill that would increase methods of motorcycle safety. However, in reality, the majority of SB 353 was actually dedicated to accessibility of abortion, which made it difficult for women to access sanitary and reliable clinics. Additionally, it prohibited insurance plans, even those under the Affordable Care Act, to pay for abortions, as well as required the presence of a doctor at all times when a patient is given drugs for inducing abortions. That's why many started calling it the Motorcycle Vagina Bill. Abortion rights advocates in North Carolina say they're still in the dark about the new rules required by the year-old law that they fear could effectively shut down many of the state's clinics. The law will require abortion clinics to meet the same standards as outpatient surgical centers. The state has 15 abortion clinics. The only facility that had met the current standards for surgical centers no longer provides abortions. Lawmakers and groups like Planned Parenthood are waiting for the State Department of Health and Human Services to draft new rules, but they say they've heard nothing yet on what those rules will be. The agency would not comment on what the rules would include, but said it's still working on writing them. The legislature didn't set a deadline for when the rules had to be completed. Despite the disapproval of a vast number of North Carolina citizens, the bill was introduced in the middle of the night. That was a year ago, and it sparked immense controversy over women's rights in the previous session and immense publicity all over the nation about North Carolina. Speaker of the House and now Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Tom Tillis, was one of the politicians who worked to make certain that the bill was passed. He continued to push the bill despite the 80% of voters here in North Carolina that believed it was not appropriate to include restrictions on abortion within a bill about motorcycle safety. Some politicians spoke out, claiming they didn't even know that the changes had been made to include legislation about abortion availability. They thought it was all about motorcycles, while others say they voted, despite the abortion pieces, in order to increase safety for motorcyclists. There was even a Moral Monday protest focused exclusively on women's rights and leadership, which followed the passing of the infamous bill. It ended up being one of the largest turnouts the protest event has seen and ended in hundreds of people being arrested. SB 353 proved to be a seriously controversial bill that had some calling into question the morality and acceptability of utilizing one particular proposal to pass legislation regarding something that is totally unrelated. Opponents say it significantly jeopardized women's rights and also created a highly unfavorable situation for all members of the North Carolina Senate. And again, today is a one-year anniversary of when all that happened. The Army Corps of Engineers has awarded a $20 million contract to do beach renourishment work along the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Officials said the work north of Rodanthe will help protect a vulnerable stretch of North Carolina Highway 12, which also often suffers washouts during storms. Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company will use two dredges to speed work on the project, which is scheduled to be finished by the middle of September. The schedule really depends on the weather. North Carolina Transportation Secretary Tony Tata says he's happy for the repair work to protect coastal roads in the area. The Federal Highway Administration approved Hurricane Sandy emergency relief funds to pay for the work. WCHL News Time, 840. Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary on the way. And also, we went to the UNC campus to find out what students think about this year's Carolina football team. In addition to all that, a special guest this morning, Greg Wallachuk, will be in just a few minutes to tell us about what's happening at Dickey's Barbecue Pit.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine. Caring for the course of your life.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center and expect a second 20-megawatt farm to go online late this year. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its Environmental Business Initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average size homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. Combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water, or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street.
Hi, I'm Kyle Lang. With the start of the next season in just a month, UNC football looks to have another strong season. Among star players such as return man Ryan Switzer and quarterback Marquise Williams, new faces such as Elijah Hood, the 47th overall player in the ESPN 300, hope to add to a successful season at Carolina. We hit the streets to find out how you think UNC football will do in the ACC this season.
My name is Mike Arneson. I am a student at UNC, and I think UNC football team will do moderately well to decent this year.
Mallory, I'm a student at UNC. I think that they're going to do pretty well in the ACC this year.
My name is Christian Aponte. I'm a student at UNC. I think we have a good chance this year. I don't really follow the team that much. I'm not really sure how far they'll go, but I think we'll do a lot better than we did last year.
I'm Jonathan Bug Howard, play receiver, number 84. This year, we're looking forward to winning the ACC. I think our schedule is pretty tough, but I think we got the athlete and the coaching now to come through with a win in the ACC.
How successful do you think UNC football will be in the ACC then?
I'm a student at UNC. My name's Anthony Martin. I think we'll be pretty good. I mean, we're preseason ranked at 17, I believe. We have a good quarterback coming in. I don't know whether he's going to start, but, you know, we definitely need a pocket passer, and he looks like he can do that for us. We lost some talent to the draft this year, but hopefully we'll be able to make that up with some new and upcoming players to take over those positions. I think we play Clemson this year, and they may be the biggest threat that we have in ACC right now. Duke possibly could be another threat, but hopefully, you know, we can get that W this year. I think we're going to end up pretty good. I think, you know, last year we made the bowl, so this year I think we're going to make a better bowl. We're going to have a better season and a better record.
I'm IK. Yeah, I think they should do pretty well. They did pretty well last year. I mean, they had like a winning record and like a really good offense, I guess, but to do pretty well, not like fantastic, but like pretty good for this school.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It is 847 at WCHL. Ryan Stutz. I mentioned just a few moments ago that we have a special guest in the studio today. His name is Greg Wallachuk. How are you, Greg?
Excellent, Ron. How are you doing today?
All right. Good to see you. We talk about Dickie's Barbecue Pit all the time on WCHL. You're one of our family of advertisers. And yesterday at WCHL, our entire staff, everybody was in the building, sampled these great salads you have now at Dickie's, and absolutely terrific, the one that I had. I want you to tell everybody about them. What's that all about?
Well, you know, it's perfect for the warmer weather when maybe you're not quite as hungry, but you still want something that tastes good. And we have a chicken Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a smokehouse salad that's made with our chopped beef brisket, romaine lettuce, cheese, ranch dressing, and some onion tanglers.
That's what I had. I had the beef brisket salad. And the thing that tops it off, those onion rings on the top.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Really good.
Adds a nice flavor to it. And you can substitute other meats. So if you don't want the beef brisket, you can get the turkey that's 98% fat-free and mix it up, and we'll customize it for you.
I know that this time of the year, you're doing all kinds of special things for people. Family reunions, for example, you can cater those, right?
Absolutely. We just did a really large one for over 100 people this weekend, and they asked for a couple custom things, asked for us to get them a cake. You know, we're going to do whatever it takes to make you happy and successful.
That's a big family. You got over 100 people there.
Yes.
What about, I know that a lot of people have started ordering online. How do you go about doing that?
Go to dickeys.com, DICKEYS.com, and you can either create an account or not. I would recommend creating an account because it just makes it easier to do repeat orders. You can just look at what you ordered last time, and if you liked it, just order the same thing again. Place that order, and we can have your food ready as soon as 15 minutes from when you place the order, or you could place it in advance. So, for example, if you know that tomorrow's going to be a busy day, you're not going to have time to order lunch, just go ahead and put it in today, and we'll have it ready. If you say 12:15 tomorrow, boom, we'll have it ready.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, I know that summertime is always a busy time for you, but you always plan in advance. Obviously, you're gearing up for the fall already. What you got coming for the fall?
Well, you know, a lot of things we do is we do a lot of weddings in the fall, and hopefully we'll have a couple special promotions coming out. So you got to keep your eyes open, and I know we're going to be working with the promotion for the trip in the fall, so keep
and
your
we'll
eyes open.
More details on that later here on WCHL, but also you specialize in, you know, people wanting to tailgate for the fall, the football season coming up.
Absolutely. It's a great time to pick up a family pack and bring that to all the games, bring it home. And it's a real easy way, rather than starting to cook your pork at 6, 7 o'clock at night, which is what we do, and our beef brisket, we'll do that for you. Just come in. We'll have it ready, sliced up, chopped up, whatever you want.
You can call ahead for takeouts. You can just stop in, have a meal anytime at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And for folks who don't know, where is Dickey's Barbecue Pit?
We're right over the border on Chapel Hill off of 15501 on Mount Moriah Road, and real easy to access. We've even got a couple highway signs that'll point you right there off of exit 270.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you ought to try one of those salads, particularly that brisket salad, which is fantastic. I love that. So it's really juicy, and those onion rings on the top just kind of top it all off. So
appreciate that.
And, you know, healthy because you got good salad ingredients and everything else. So, Greg, I appreciate you coming in today and being a part of the show. And always good to see you.
Thanks, Ron. Same here. I'll talk to you real soon.
Dickey's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham. You got to check them out. Again, the website is dickeys.com. 851 at WCHL. Coming up next, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane McPherson, Cedars charter member since 2004. Here's what Jane had to say.
I have friends at all the local retirement communities, and they are most impressed with the fact that here at the Cedars, we have a car and driver at our disposal. But what I want to talk about now is financial stability, which we take very seriously here at the Cedars. People of our generation are conservative about how they treat the money they have earned. We don't like debt, either for ourselves individually or when we buy into a place. It goes against our values. It is a unique feature that the Cedars is entirely debt-free. Everything we pay goes toward our care and sustenance. Not a penny goes for debt service or interest on loans. And that is a major reason why the Cedars has been the right choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details. This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Are you interested in increasing safe and convenient walking and bicycling options for Carrboro's elementary and middle schools? If so, you should apply to the newly created Safe Routes to School Committee. The town is recruiting applicants for this committee with meetings scheduled to begin in 2015. For more information, please visit the Town of Carrboro's message board at townofcarrboro.org or call Kathy Wilson, town clerk, at 919-918-7309. She'll be happy to speak with you about the process.
Hey, remember Wayne Pond's word of the day today? Good word, one that I've heard a lot. And if you remember the word, if you know how to spell it, and if you know the meaning, then call right now, 919-929-WCHL. It's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And your number to call one more time for Wayne's word of the day, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration and other special events are coordinated by Wes Tillman. Everything runs smoothly when Wes does it. After it's over, he may look like he's been in a prize fight, but everything went really well.
When we put this event together for the July 4th, it's really a combination of certainly the work that we do here in Parks and Recreation, but also the work at the university and working with those folks at UNC Athletics and UNC Public Safety. And then, of course, our Chapel Hill Fire Department and our Landscape Division over at Parks and Recreation. We all kind of pitch in and have key roles that we play to make this event happen. Because we are using that beautiful stadium over at Kingdon, it's a ready-made venue for an event like this. And because we have that infrastructure and that big, nice stadium in place, we just need to make sure we're all in the right place at the right time. Got good communications going, and we just click it off and kind of make it happen. But it really is a fun event to do.
Wes Tillman is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. The 4th of July was a blast.
It is kind of an orchestrated effort. There's a pretty defined plan. But, you know, it is, I guess, a role that I play that I enjoy doing. Although, you know, it never hurts to have a curveball or two thrown at you and see how well you can ad-lib when you have to. And I have to tell you that you were there right by my side all night making sure that we looked like we really knew what we were doing.
I know that you love Chapel Hill, and that's why you get so much enjoyment out of your job.
Yeah. You know, Ron, Chapel Hill is a very special place to me. I'm a native to this area. My parents and grandparents both grew up in this area. But Chapel Hill is just a really neat place to be. It's obviously the village atmosphere. It's a very progressive community. It's a community that shares and enjoys that community spirit. And it's a community that you learn to enjoy serving. And celebrating July 4th and reactions that we get from up to 30,000 people in the crowd and the many kind comments that we get from everyone following an event like this, it really just makes all the hard work and the necessary details all worth it.
Wes, now that that's over, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, Ron, I've got a couple of things. I love to find water anywhere I can and enjoy maybe a little surfing or kayaking. Here in Chapel Hill, I've learned to enjoy some mountain biking and some other things, but I've just enjoyed downtime, family.
Well, Wes, thank you for doing what you do. It helps Chapel Hill celebrate the way it should.
Thanks so very much.
Wes Tillman, the Town of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
All right, congratulations. Kathy Hackney of Chapel Hill called in with the word of the day is effigy, E-F-F-I-G-Y. It means an image, a likeness, or maybe even a sculpted image. It can have a negative connotation as well. I remember where they hung Dean Smith in effigy. during his first period of time as Carolina's head basketball coach. What idiots those people were. And so, you know, but let's not think about the negative. Let's think about the positive. It can be on a tombstone as well in a cemetery. But Kathy Hackney gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning on WCHL.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable. So early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off. A summer air conditioning checkup valued at $140, available today for only $39. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialists will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup to ensure you won't be left out in the Carolina heat. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. And today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Watch out for the rain today. 60% chance of rain. Look for a high today of about 85. And we could get some heavy rain. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King.
I woke up to her yelling, help, help.
The other woman was trying to get her child out of an apartment house fire in Lowell, Massachusetts. There are deaths, at least 7 missing. WBZ's Carl Stevens.
The deputy fire chief here in Lowell tells me they rescued 5 people from upper floors here over ladders at the height of the flame. We also know that people were jumping out of windows. We know of at least one instance where someone on the 3rd floor dropped a girl out the window.
A Houston area man is jailed after deputies say he shot and killed a family of 4 children and 2 adults. Harris County Constable Ron Hickman.
The victims were shot in this residence, and we now learn that Mr. Haskell was married to a relative of the residents of this home.
Investigators say Ron Haskell was upset over the breakup of his marriage. After a meeting on the immigration crisis in Dallas, criticism of the president for not visiting the border where thousands of illegal immigrants have crossed, CBS's Major Garrett.
Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry told us Americans need to see their president on the border.
That's what presidents do. That's what leaders do. They show up. They interact. And they see for themselves what's going on. So I think it's very important for him.
Perry warned the border situation could spin out of control and evoked memories of federal mismanagement after Hurricane Katrina.
In Washington, breaking news, the House side of the Capitol building is shut down after what's being